Children. Battle Creek, Michigan, August 18, 1883. Dear children, I spoke to the people today in Battle Creek. The house was full. Many of the patients were present. I was feeling real sick, as I could not sleep and spent the night in prayer. Between 2 and 3 o'clock, I slept. I had about 3 hours sleep, better than nothing. Dr. J.H. Kellogg took me at once to the sanitarium. After speaking, I took a bath. Tonight, Mrs. Robertson, a worker from the city and the Women's Christian Temperance Union, came to my room and urged me strongly to speak tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on the public square upon temperance. Another minister will lead out in a half-hour speech, and then she would consider it a great favor to have me speak and help them in their efforts. I told her I would speak. I feel that God will work in behalf of His cause. On arriving here, I went directly to Edson's. Stayed there till I went to the sanitarium? He leaves for Kansas tomorrow night. He has his fare free there and back. Emma, White, has fare free to Kansas. I have had a bad cold since I left Oakland, but I shall overcome it. The Lord gave me strength and His Spirit before the people today. Dr. J.H. Kellogg is looking well, better than I have ever seen him. He says he gained 20 pounds while he was gone, has lost 10 since his return. The house is full of patients. 200 are here now. Lucinda, Hall, and Sister Sawyer are the ones who have a molding influence here, and the atmosphere of the house, as far as religious interest is concerned, is in every way improved. Sunday morning. I called upon Brother and Sister Lunt and Sister Howland yesterday. They were glad to see me, and I urged that Sister Lunt go with her husband to California when we should return. I think they will do so. Sister Lunt offered no strong objections. I have not much news to write, for I have scarcely had an opportunity to see anyone. I am inclined to think the camp meeting should be here, unless the state of the church is such that it would prove a weight. I will attend the meeting of the office hands this morning in the chapel of the office. I will write more when the day opens up things of deeper interest. Mother. August 20th, 1883. One severe day's work is over. Sunday morning, August 12th, I stood before the workers assembled for worship on the Pacific coast and spoke with them in regard to our individual responsibility to God. August 19th, I spoke to the workers in the review office in regard to the first efforts made in Battle Creek in the publishing department. About 80 assembled. How small was the beginning of the work, and how limited the wages received. What self-denial and self-sacrifice had to be exercised to carry on the work. I had freedom in speaking, and the effort will not be in vain. I spoke about 1 hour. This was to me a very precious meeting. At 4 o'clock, I spoke on the public square upon temperance. I was quite hoarse in consequence of A. cold. There were about 400 assembled at night. Through much importunity, I spoke to the patients at the sanitarium. The attendance was large. 300 at least were crowded in the adjoining rooms. The parlor was full. The hall was full. And the piazza was crowded. I had a real, free, blessed time in speaking, and it was a great satisfaction to see how well it was received. I am writing out a little sketch which I will send you for the paper. Now, was not that 1 day of rest at the sanitarium a rather peculiar kind of rest? I thought it was. I have not seen Elder Uriah Smith to converse with him. I have just spoken with Gage, and that is all. They keep themselves from me. Whether to go after them or let them alone to take what course they will is a question with me. Elder Littlejohn and his new wife are in Allegan. Elder Littlejohn's mother died. They were sent for and have not yet returned. They may come back today. Seneca King has married Martha Byington, A good match. Sister Stone sits up a little. She has internal injuries besides her broken arm, but she is slowly improving. The death of Brother Stone gave a terrible shock to them all here. Edson has gone to Kansas, Emma to Colorado. Edson, some way, did not make the matter plain in regard to a piece, field, of corn he planted, which Caldwell was determined he should not have, and he would have to place the matter in a lawyer's hands. I gave Edson $100, all unexpected to him, but he feels all good now and is making earnest efforts to get out of his backslidden state. I am in so great hurry I cannot half write. I am now going to ride out in my own carriage. Write me. Mother.